Wellness programs are part of the push for what's called consumer-driven health care. A bill sponsored by Chippewa Falls Representative Terry Moulton would give companies a tax break if they provide programs designed to improve employee health.
You know, I think the focus in healthcare needs to change from reducing the cost of a day in the hospital to actually keeping the patient out of the hospital in the first place.
A total of $5 million in wellness tax credits annually would be available to businesses, both big and small. The credit would be 30% of the cost of setting up a wellness program that's proven to be effective. Deb Seiler is with the Wisconsin Wellness Council. She says too many existing programs don't have measurable goals or properly evaluate health outcomes.
Unfortunately, most employers still have a disorganized collection of wellness activities that lack many of these elements of success and need assistance and encouragement to take their wellness initiative to the next level.
The bill would require all companies getting a tax break for health or fitness programs to measure employees' vital statistics like weight and blood pressure and to use an approved formula for measuring health risk. Shermaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.